He spoke, and the women came, trooping along together in bitter lamentation, letting the big tears fall. First they carried out the bodies of the dead, and laid them by the portico of the fenced court, piling them there one on another. Odysseus gave the orders and hastened on the work, and only because compelled, the maids bore off the bodies. Then, afterwards, they cleaned the goodly chairs and tables with water and porous sponges. Telemachus, the neatherd, and the swineherd, with shovels, scraped the pavement of the strong-built room, and the maids took up the scrapings and threw them out of doors. And when they had set in order all the hall, they led the serving-maids out of the stately hall to a spot between the roundhouse and the neat courtyard wall, and there they penned them in a narrow place, whence there was no escape. Then thus began discreet Telemachus. By no honorable death would I take away the lives of those who poured reproaches on my head and on my mother, and were the suitors' comrades. He spoke, and tied the cable of a dark-bowed ship to a great pillar, then lashed it to the roundhouse, stretching it high across, too high for one to touch the feet upon the ground. And as the wide-winged thrushes or the doves strike on a net set in the bushes, and when they think to go to roost, a cruel bed receives them, even so the women held their heads in line, and around every neck a noose was laid, that they might die most vilely. They twitched their feet a little, but not long. Then forth they led Melanthius across the porch and yard. With rustless sword they lopped his nose and ears, pulled out his bowels to be eaten raw by dogs, and in their rage cut off his hands and feet. Afterwards, washing clean their own hands and their feet, they went to meet Odysseus in the house, and all the work was done. But to his dear nurse Eurycleia said Odysseus, "Woman, bring sulphur, a protection against harm, and bring me fire to fumigate the hall. And bid Penelope come hither with her women, and order all the maids throughout the house to come." Then said to him his dear nurse Eurycleia, "Truly, my child, in all this you speak rightly. Yet let me fetch you clothes, a coat and tunic, and do not, with this covering of rags on your broad shoulders, stand in the hall. That would be cause for blame." But wise Odysseus answered her and said, "First, let a fire be lighted in the hall." At these his words, his dear nurse Eurycleia did not disobey, but brought the fire and sulphur. Odysseus fumigated all the hall, the buildings, and the court. And now the old woman passed through the goodly palace of Odysseus to take his message to the maids and bid them come with speed. Out of their room they came with torches in their hands. They gathered round Odysseus, hailing him with delight. Fondly they kissed his face and neck and held him by the hand. Glad longing fell upon him to weep and cry aloud. All these, he knew, were true.